The Hollywood Report with Sasha Starr.
Woohoo! Sasha Starr.
Well, sadly, not such a yoo-hoo story to begin with.
Because
Sam Smith unfortunately had to cancel the remaining two shows of his South African tour.
Do they know what's wrong with him?
So his voice has been under strain. His vocal cords, I'm not sure if they completely gave out on him, but certainly not up to the level that he's used to performing with. And it's not the first time, actually, that he's struggled with his voice. About 4 years ago, he had to cancel shows as well because his vocal cords were under strain, and he actually ended up having surgery, after which he couldn't speak or sing for about 3 weeks.
Ooh.
So hopefully it doesn't progress to that level. But I'm quite sad for him, in fact, because I was at his first show in Joburg, and he was completely overwhelmed and blown away by the love of the fans here. He kept hitting his chest. He kept saying he wanted to come to South Africa for so many years. So I'm sure that he's not in the best space mentally right now.
Shame.
But fans, of course, deeply disappointed in themselves. They will be able to get tickets, refunds for their tickets until the 31st of May. Hopefully Jennifer Lopez won't be letting Israel down. She's set to hit the floor in Tel Aviv in August on the 1st. It's part of her This Is My Party tour. She's named it that because during the tour, which spans across North America and Europe, she's actually turning 50. Now, if you look at Jennifer Lopez, she looks so incredible. You'd say that she was in her very early 30s. So good for J-Lo for taking a party to Tel Aviv. She'll be at Hyrokon Park on the 1st of August. And her very first time. So I'm sure she's going to, you know, indulge. I don't know if she'll indulge in some of the hummus. Got to keep her figure, but you know, what can you do? Game of Thrones came back this past weekend. I know you're a fan, Kat.
I am, but I haven't seen.
You haven't?
Eight. I just haven't had it. I haven't had the time.
You know what? You were not one of the 17.4 million people who tuned in.
No, I was not.
So it's actually broken a record.
Really?
Yes. Yeah, so it's streamed on HBO, on television, as well as HBO's online networks, and it broke a record for multi-platform because the seventh season premiere scored 16.1 million people, 16.9 for the finale. I have no doubt that this season's finale, which is of course the finale of the entire series, is going to way surpass that. And scarily, we're already 1/6 through the season.
Wow.
Yeah. I'm already sort of scheduling, you know, my Mondays. Don't phone me. I'm not going out with you on Monday night. I'm watching Game of Thrones. And finally, some beautiful people are having a very important influence on the world. This is because quite a few stars have been named as part of Time's 100 Most Influential People for 2019. That's the number.
Yeah.
And amongst our own people, such as Casa Semenya,
yes,
who Louis mentioned yesterday, and our very own president, Cyril Ramaphosa.
And Bibi Netanyahu, actually.
Him as well. Mm. We also have some people from Hollywood. So Dwayne Johnson, known as The Rock. Taylor Swift, who's expected to release new music this month. She's been hinting at that.
Why is she so influential? She hasn't done anything in years. since she shook something.
She's Tay-Tay.
Beth is right. She's Tay-Tay. You don't
I get that,
Tay-Tay.
But she hasn't actually done anything in the last few years.
So I think, you know, what's really interesting is that she's changed her sound, and she's always served as this very, endearing figure for young girls. So she comes across as like the girl next door who would be your friend, but she's also faced a lot of adversity within Hollywood.
Yeah.
So perhaps that is the reason that she's been put on this list. Regina King, who recently won an Oscar, is one of the very few African-American people to have done so. Chrissy Teigen, who I think most people know as John Legend's wife,
She was actually a model before that.
Exactly. But I mean, right. I said someone, Chrissy Teigen, and they said, who? And I said, this woman has a cookbook. She's hosted a TV show. She's fantastic on Twitter. Lady Gaga has her own Oscar now. Sandra Oh is doing wonders for the Asian American community, and she just picked up a few awards for her role in Killing Eve. Her son, Minhaj, he is an Asian, but from a different side of Asia. He is an Indian, an Indian American comedian. He's also making quite a name for himself. BTS, the Korean pop group, and Richard Madden, who
I don't know half of these people.
I think you know Richard Madden because he starred in Game of Thrones. He starred as Rob.
Rob.
Yes, Rob Stark.
Rob.
Yes. I'm not saying what happened to Rob.
You know, talk to me about Khaleesi. Talk to me about Tyrion.
What if I mention the Red Wedding?
Yes.
Okay, so no, Rob, but, Red but, Wedding.
No.
Okay, well he's going to be in the new Elton John biopic. So perhaps, you know, that's one of the reasons. So, yes, quite a few names, some special covers being put out, including Taylor Swift, Dwayne Johnson, and Sandra Oh, as well as Gayle King, who's Oprah's best friend.
Is she anything other than Oprah's best friend? Does she actually do stuff?
They're all
doing their
own right. Does
Gayle King do stuff, Beth?
Not that I know.
Yeah, but we all know her as Oprah's best friend. She's Mrs. Oprah.
Mrs. Oprah. And that is your Hollywood report.
Okay, very good. Thank you very, very much.
You're
awesome. There's a song that I have been wanting to play.